South Carolina elections officials say former state representative Charles Jeter of Mecklenburg County did not vote in the state in 2004. That contradicts a TV report this week suggesting Jeter voted twice that year. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Charlotte TV station WBTV found records that appeared to show Jeter voted in both South Carolina and North Carolina in 2004. But Jeter had already moved to Huntersville and insisted he didn't break the law by voting twice. Jeter says after the TV report, he asked South Carolina's Election Commission to double-check. The result? The vote in question was cast by his mother, Helen Jeter.
Fortunately, it took about 2 days for them to go find the records from 12 years ago, and what they found was the poll worker had taken my mother's vote that she had signed and put it as if I had voted, which was, you know, as I said, just an absolute clerical mistake by the poll worker.
Jeter says the TV story had nothing to do with his recent decision to resign from his seat representing the 92nd District in western Mecklenburg County. On Monday, Jeter announced he was stepping down to focus on his family. He says he understands some might be skeptical and wonder if there's more to the story.
I get that, you know, but the reality is I've got to get back to what's important, and I was trying to juggle too many balls at one time. Like any time you start juggling 5, 6, 7 balls, then what happens is they all hit the floor.
Jeter served 2 terms at the Statehouse and previously was a Huntersville commissioner. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.